No one has told me, she said. Atsumomo and I have known each other since I was a girl of 6 and she was 9. When you've watched a creature misbehaving itself over such a long period, there's no secret in knowing what it will do next. I don't know what I did to make her hate me so, I said. Atsumomo is no harder to understand than a cat. A cat is happy so long as it is lying in the sun with no other cats around. But if it should think someone else is poking around its meal dish... Has anyone told you the story of how Hatsumomo drove young Hatsuki out of Gion? I told her no one had. What an attractive girl Hatsuki was, Mameha began, and a very dear friend of mine. She and your Hatsumomo were sisters. That is to say, they'd both been trained by the same geisha, in this case, the great Tamahatsu, who was already an old woman at the time. Your Hatsumomo never liked young Hatsuoki, and when they both became apprentice geisha, she couldn't bear having her as a rival. So she began to spread a rumor around Gion that Hatsuoki had been caught in a public alleyway one night doing something very improper with a young policeman. Of course, there was no truth to it. If Hatsumomo had simply gone around telling the story, no one in Gion would have believed her. People knew how jealous she felt about Hatsuoki. So here's what she did. Whenever she came upon someone very drunk, a geisha or a maid or even a man visiting Gion, it didn't matter, she whispered the story about Hatsuoki in such a way that the next day, the person who'd heard it didn't remember that Hatsumomo had been the source. Soon, poor Hatsuoki's reputation was so damaged it was an easy matter for Hatsumomo to put a few more of her little tricks to use and drive her out. I felt a strange relief at hearing that someone besides me had been treated monstrously by Hatsumomo. She can't bear to have rivals, Mameha went on. That's the reason she treats you as she does. Surely Hatsumomo doesn't see me as a rival, ma'am, I said. I'm no more a rival to her than a puddle is a rival to the ocean. Not in the tea houses of Gion, perhaps, but within your Okia? Don't you find it odd that Mrs. Nitta has never adopted Hatsumomo as her daughter? The Nitta Okia must be the wealthiest in Gion, without an heir. By adopting Hatsumomo, not only would Mrs. Nitta solve that problem, but all of Hatsumomo's earnings would then be kept by the Okia, without a single cent of it paid out to Hatsumomo herself. And Hatsumomo is a very successful geisha. You'd think Mrs. Nitta, who was as fond of money as anyone, would have adopted her a long time ago. She must have a very good reason not to do so, don't you think?